Have you ever showed up at Thanksgiving and everybody agrees to not talk about politics or things of that nature? However, everybody has an opinion. Whether they're right or wrong, they have an opinion. Oftentimes unfounded and uneducated, they don't agree with you, but they have an opinion. Haven't done their research, but they've got something to say. When you look at house pricing algorithms, there's oftentimes 8 or 9 different ways property values are established. Zillow has an opinion, Realtor.com, and Trulia. Oftentimes, there's a spread of 10% in the valuation from billion-dollar companies on your property value. Sellers often have a refinance or a HELOC, a home equity loan, that basically tells them what the value is. And oftentimes, those are inflated numbers because they were low-risk loans. So the numbers oftentimes on HELOCs, home equity loans, and refis are too high. Homeowners also use 2 other methods. One is the tax assessor said, I'm worth this, so I must be worth it. Or we call certainly PFA, pluck from air. Pluck from air meaning I have a feeling of what my house is worth based on other ones in the area that I didn't go through. I don't know about their inside their properties, but I have my needs and I want to ask that. And then of course there's the real estate agent who comes out, 3 different realtors. Sometimes an agent is newer in the business or hungry and they might overprice it just to get a listing. And the seller likes that particular number or likes Zillow's number if it's favorable. So you've got 8 or 9 or 10 different ways. It's like a moving target. How do you hit a moving target? Well, we need to establish some guidelines. And what's interesting to note is that most of these opinions are not based on what's called, we call the big unknown. The big unknowns about your property would be, there's quite a few. 3 of the most important ones are, what's the pent-up demand for housing in your area? Are there 20 properties for sale in your price point? Yet there's 40 properties under contract. That would be an incredible market's on fire. Your price per square foot would be higher in a case like that. Or if there were 20 for sale and only 2 under contract, 10 sellers to every 1 buyer would be a bad thing. But that does affect your price per square foot if this is the time you're selling. We're going to unpack that in just a moment. The second thing is doesn't know about is the inside of your property. Is your kitchen wow, amazing? Is it average or has it never been updated? That's going to affect your price per square foot, your features, and how much money you've pumped into your property. Have you pumped in too much, doing what we call over-improved? Or have you done barely anything and you under-improved? It's going to affect your price per square foot, just like pent-up demand does. These things don't show up in online algorithms, how you measure pent-up demand, as well as wow factors or houses that have not been updated. Lastly, your property features, the ground your property sits on. If it's a condominium, it's one thing. But if you're living in a residential property, the house is often 80% of the value, and the ground is safely 20% of the value. Sometimes 40, 45% of the value is tied up in your ground. So, are you in a super desirable lot, or are you back to Walgreens or some shopping center? Your value of your ground, which again is easily 20% of your value, will actually go down if you have something not favorable. Does your backyard go straight downhill, straight uphill? Is it flat? Is it private? Since it's 20, 25, 30% of your value, your lot, which doesn't show up when you look at Zillow, Realtor.com, and most any of these analysis, they don't take into consideration when you show up at the dance, do you have the best lot out there, which again is easily 25% of your value, or do you have a mediocre lot, but you want the same price per square foot that the other people get? Now, I want you to put on your buyer's glasses for a second. Look at the marketplace through the buyer's lenses, if you will. Because the buyers get a vote here. When they come to view your property and they go through it and they get back in the car and they drive away, are they saying that your house is fantastic, but your lot is not? Is your market on fire? These three factors, pent-up demand, the quality of your lot, and the condition of your upgrades or lack thereof, those are three of the most important features we're going to unpack in just a moment here as we determine, should you raise your price above the average price per square foot, or should you lower it? It's very problematic to just say, here is my average price, or here's what my HELOC lender said, or my refinance, or here's what Zillow said. Those things are to get you in the ballpark, but sometimes they're not even close, and they don't instruct you how to make adjustments, which is what we're about to do. All right, let's get going.